Americans fighting in Afghanistan are mostly deployed to small forward operating bases, or FOBs. The bases are usually isolated in the middle of the desert, where even hot food and showers are luxurious. But at several sprawling U.S. bases in the country, life is a little more like at home. The World's Ben Gilbert reports from Kandahar Airfield.
Rocket attacks are a regular occurrence at Kandahar Airfield. Sirens pierce the air, signaling incoming fire, and thousands of troops duck into cement bunkers. But this isn't an air raid. This is salsa night. Specialist Joaquim Chavez and a friend look on as about 100 couples swing and dance in the cool autumn air on a Friday night at Kandahar's boardwalk. It's a rectangular wooden walkway with a roof open on both sides. Salsa night is one of the events held on the stage here.
It's as close as it's going to get to home, so yeah, we're enjoying it. It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, it breaks up the monotony of the week.
And it's one of the few times troops can touch the opposite sex while they're deployed. There are an estimated 25,000 troops based here at CAF, as the main military headquarters for southern Afghanistan is known. The troops stock supplies, take care of the journalists coming through, and fuel the fighter jets stationed here. But when they're not working, they need something to do, and the boardwalk supplies it. It's the epicenter of entertainment at Kandahar Airfield. There are restaurants and shops, barbecues and concerts. There are also two volleyball courts, a softball field, a basketball court, and a concrete or dry hockey rink. The Canadians built it. Donnie Oakham is a Canadian soldier who lives here but drives supplies to troops out in the field. He says this is a good way to pass the time during a seven-month deployment.
Yeah, it's something to do at night. But there's a league that runs here with 24 teams, about 550 people playing with four different countries.
The Canadians have been around Kandahar since 2006, and they've built hockey rinks on even the smallest of bases. It's their national pastime, says Jared Ferguson, another Canadian Army truck driver. He doesn't see any problem with the fact that he's playing hockey while a war is going on not so far away.
My last tour, I was out in the desert the whole time, dug in. So to come back and have an opportunity to have something like this tour, it's not too bad. So, you know, what goes around comes around.
That's great for those who have come around, but some living in small, Spartan forward operating bases, or FOBs, aren't exactly happy about the relative luxury here. Specialist Matthew DiMercurio, Private Alan Nichols, and Private Marshall Wesley sat at a booth at Kandahar Airfield's TGI Fridays, sharing a Sunday. Their rifles sit at their sides on the red faux leather benches. All three soldiers are from route clearance units, meaning they hunt for explosives, and live at small bases far from Kandahar Airfield. Two of these guys are here because of injuries, the other one training. They'll head back to their units soon. Until then, they like the chai tea and other amenities at the boardwalk, but it's also a bit much.
People are pampered here in CAF, pampered compared to the outside FOBs, where there's nothing there. So, and it's kind of disappointing, too, because like, they have all the concerts here and all the other stuff. You got all the route clearance guys and the infantry guys out busting their ass doing work, and we don't get anything. You know, barber shops, so you got to have your buddy from Kentucky try to cut your hair, and you're just like, what are you doing, man?
So these guys are living it up while they can. They also do some shopping while they're here. Afghans sell black market DVDs and other local knickknacks at a weekly bazaar. And the American PX, or Post Exchange, is like a small Walmart in the desert. It sells everything from gold rings to TVs and computers. All the better to capture the combat pay these soldiers are making while they're overseas, and a nice respite from the realities of the war outside the gate. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert.